Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 110. Why are you laughing at me?
I thought you were going to mess that up.
Because I've never said that before.
But it sounded like you were going to mess it up.
Okay, thanks. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are...
We're going to call it Red Shoe. Adam Russell.
Oh, he said his last name.
You did, too.
I always say my last name.
They know where to find him anyway.
Yeah. You, now they'll be able to look you up, send you hate mail.
Good
like
luck.
The kind I get here.
You hate Marvel.
From Marvel. Yeah,
Marvel sent it. They sent you those no rewards.
What?
Yeah, Marvel's no rewards.
No prize.
Flappy Birds.
No, you have Flappy. You could sell that for like $10,000 now. I know. I think I deleted it off my phone. Oops.
I downloaded it like the day before they did that. Like, I was like, what is this? So I downloaded it, and it was free.
Wow.
So I don't know why they took it off. It's free anyway.
I'm happy with Angry Birds.
Fluffy Birds is kind of stupid. You have to get through all these Mario pipes.
No.
You have to guide them without hitting them.
Yeah, okay.
And
okay.
At least Angry Birds has a point.
Yeah, killing pigs.
Yeah, take that, pigs. That's how the NSA is watching you.
Through Angry Birds, yeah.
Yep.
You didn't know that? What level are you in?
How about Star Wars Angry Birds?
Especially.
That's the NSA and George Lucas.
Oh.
Okay, if anybody's still listening...
Somebody's listening?
Thanks, Adam. I have no proof of that. I'll come out right up front. I'm pooped, so I may not have focus tonight, so you two are going to have to carry it.
Stepping up again.
So the only two news items, well, there was a lot of casting news, especially for Gotham Central. But to be honest, I haven't heard of most of these people, so it didn't really mean a whole lot to me.
The kid from the OC, I guess, is going to be Commissioner Gordon.
Okay, I thought he was on Southland.
He was on that, too, okay. But he was on the OC back in the 90s.
Which means nothing to me.
Yeah, I never watched.
I didn't see Donald Logue is going to be... Harvey Bullock, which I think that's a real good casting.
Yeah, I like him in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Who's Donald Logue?
You'd know him if you saw him. Donald.
He was in Ghost Rider, and he was in the first Blade movie.
You'll know him if you see him. Look him up on your phone.
He was the guy Blade cut his arm off like 3 times and stapled him to the wall. Set him on fire.
Ah, him. Okay.
So he's a one-armed actor?
Well.
Yeah, he was in that show, Grounded for Life.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, so there's a lot of that. Then Marvel announced 2 books. First one I was excited about, a Master of Kung Fu miniseries. I really like the character. He's completely underutilized, and I'm 100% sure this is simply a copyright thing. But I was happy to see it. I think I posted that. I'm like, we're getting a dupe mini. We get this. All I need now is a Howard the Duck, and I'm set. Then Marvel would make me happy, but... They won't do that.
No.
There's
probably an edict out there. If it makes Colin McMahon happy, not going to happen.
But one thing I do like, that they're just miniseries, so there's no big commitment to them. Like this other announcement I looked at, and I just kind of went, okay. But there's a new, this was announced today, a new ongoing title coming that's a Cyclops ongoing, and it's young Cyclops from the past, who meets up with his dad, who's Corsair, who's suddenly alive again after being dead since, 2007.
In time travel.
Possibly. And then they're going on to do outer space adventures. And I'm just like, okay. Now, granted, I can't quite wrap my head around the idea behind that, but...
Are they going to be Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, they're going to be Star Slammers, or Star Jammers, sorry.
Star Jammers.
So, now I do have to say, there was a variant cover to the all-new X-Men that came out today that I sold, sadly. That was possibly the best variant cover I've seen in a very long time.
For what book?
All-new X-Men. It was Jean Grey, young Jean Grey, and Groot. And Groot has this big thought bubble saying, I love you, I'll do anything for you. I'm devoting my life to protecting you, all this stuff. Real huge thought bubble that you don't see anymore. And then it just has the word balloon, I am Groot. So I thought that was... I enjoyed that. But that's it as far as news. I don't know, anything else?
Not that I can
I don't remember any big details. I think we talked about Mike Martz went over from DC to Marvel.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Yeah. Okay. So TV shows. Arrow last week.
Well, you did have news about the old Flash.
Well, we'll get there.
Well, you said
TV shows.
We'll get there. We're moving on to TV shows now.
That's smart.
Pay attention.
Man.
We talked about Gotham.
Show up once in a while and you'll understand the format of our
We talked about Gotham
thing.
Central.
Yeah. It's okay. But Arrow last week I really, really enjoyed. I like how it basically is now clearly Green Arrow, Black Canary, and going forward. You know, it's just been awesome. And I saw a trailer for next week's episode. Normally I don't get the trailers because I normally watch it on demand and you don't have the trailers. But a customer showed it to me on his phone today, and it looks awesome.
Yes.
It's on tonight.
No.
It's 28th because of the Olympics. Slide forward a bit. I'm worried you're pulling on the power cord there for the
sound. I am?
Yeah. Thank you. So that looks really good. That show's just been really, really good all the way around. The flashbacks are much better than they were last year. I like how the mom is now kind of evil.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, I don't know, despised or whatever by Ollie. So Ollie's a little more on his own. He's definitely going to be getting out of the house now. And
yeah.
So, I'm really...
Sooner or later, he inherits everything, so...
Well, yeah, once he kills... I mean, once she's gone. But yeah, I like how now... Yeah, well, Black Canary now can be out... In the open, but that's going to mess up Laurel.
Is she going to stay Black Canary, or is Laurel... I mean, that's...
No, I bet she's going to stay, because Laurel's just a mess.
Yeah, I like that character less and less every week.
Yeah.
She, And I don't know if it's intentional, just because of the stress she's under, you know, as a character, but the actress that plays her looks gaunt anymore.
Yes, I mean, I agree.
She looked much better last year than this year.
So this isn't Laurel, this is...
Right, no, we're talking about Laurel.
Laurel. But Laurel's not the Black Canary. Sarah is the Black Canary. And Dinah is their mother.
Yeah.
So...
Who's River Song? I'm all confused.
Which always has been.
Yeah. Yeah. But always. Mom's River Song. And then Dad is Captain Jack.
Actually, the one who is Black Canary, I've never even heard of. Actually, it is. They both, like, it's a. There's only one. Well, there's two Black Canaries. One's from Golden Age, one's the Silver Age, and now. But the two of them are basically the same person in the comic book, right? They all share the same name. It's
kind of,
Laurel,
yeah.
And then it's.
I don't know about Laurel, but Dinah. Yeah, it's always been Dinah Lance.
I'll have to look that up.
That was. Well, unfortunately, that's like one of those decisions they make. Right off the bat, and now they have to live with it.
Yeah.
He's looking it up.
Yeah, because I looked that up a while back.
But I like what they're, like, the other thing I like is everybody doesn't have to be in every episode, and every episode doesn't have to touch on every, like this one had nothing to do with Brother Blood, it had nothing to do with Roy, but it was still good and still fed the overall picture.
Whereas Captain Jack for a while.
No. But whereas S.H.I.E.L.D., I think, some is like each one is focused. It's getting better at giving it you a bigger picture.
Right.
But for the most part, leading up until literally like the last episode, nothing seemed to tie together. Where now it's getting there. Like even just having the one bad guy who was previously in a previous episode saying, you know, the Oracle told me to say, or not the Oracle, the whatever told me to say hi and things are starting to come together, so it's getting there.
Clairvoyant,
thank you. Oracle would have been a much easier word to say. Yeah,
it's probably a copyright there.
I doubt it. So, Walking Dead last night, we talked a little bit about, or not last night, two nights ago.
Has it always been Dinah?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what her mom's name was.
I could have sworn there were two. I thought Dinah was the mother, and then there was the other one was the one that was in love with Green Arrow. I don't remember. It gets too complicated.
Yeah, they should just
reset
this all.
They reset everything. Yeah.
Make it easy.
That would
be
easier.
But Walking Dead was good. It was pretty much issue 50 of the book. my only complaints with it were it seemed very much like a standard horror movie.
Yeah, there were definitely a couple jump scenes.
Well, it was, you know, and the foreshadowing things. Like, well, one, when he was walking backwards, gosh, you knew something was going to end up behind him. Or he was going to trip over a root, you know, like happens every chase scene type of thing. The fact when he shot the guy and Rick goes, you know, don't waste bullets. You knew he was going to run out of bullets. And then when he started searching in the house for stuff, you knew that something was going to pop out of a door. And it was one of those, for me, I was a little bit behind. I might have been, I don't know, a half hour behind or something watching. I was watching my recording while it was still recording type of thing.
Okay.
And so I found myself fast forwarding through parts. Just know, like, when he was starting to search the house by himself, it's like, stop fast forwarding as soon as I hit a zombie because we know that's going to happen. That was my only down part was, like, you know, if you grew up in the 80s and watched horror movies, you saw everything coming.
Yeah.
There was really no surprises.
Her middle name is Laurel.
Okay.
Dinah Laurel Lance. Her mother's name is Dinah Drake.
Okay.
So Dinah must, the original one must be Dinah Drake, I guess. I'm going to check that.
What does that have to do with Walking Dead?
We just got to.
No, okay. And I view him losing his shoe as a bigger deal than he seemed to be.
Yeah, he was kind of like,
original.
Like, it's not like you can just go run to Kmart and get shoes now.
Right, and then the other thing is, you think he would have, when he's sitting out on the roof, just go out, grab the arm, stab the guy in the head, done, go in back,
go get your shoe.
You know, it just, especially when they were at the wall, when they would go out and kill all the walkers that were at the wall, it seems, you know, they were pushing screwdrivers into people's heads. So, you know, he had that light, so why didn't he take care of that one? That I didn't quite get. He's right, but there were lots of books. He seemed to enjoy that book when he was sitting in that one house.
Yeah, no, he.
But there were lots of neat things, like when he saw the Xbox, and then all of a sudden realized, "Well, crap! Yeah, I can't."
Oh man, I got an Xbox. No power. Damn.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just plug it into a potato or something? I mean, I've seen him do that with light bulbs.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the same.
Same thing.
Yeah. I did like.
We might need more Adam Free episodes.
Acidic?
We might need to.
What do they call that? Acidic.
Yeah, I'll have to run an Xbox, sure. And a TV, yeah.
You need to.
You know what? I bet the battery in their controller's dead, too.
Instead of comic books, read a science book. That's not going to work.
But then the Michonne stuff was neat. My only question, if Michonne was going to have a breakdown, it just seemed an odd place for it. You think maybe she would have kind of dropped to her knees after she killed all the zombies, and then I started getting worried that she was going to end up like walking on the zombies and fall. Also, that is the sharpest sword in the history of sharp swords.
She takes good care of that sword.
That is razor hand that she can just cut through that many heads.
You know what I was glad to see though? Another black zombie.
Uh-huh.
They're in Atlanta, and I've been to Atlanta. There's a lot of black people in Atlanta.
There should be more. Black
zombies. There should be. Yeah, I mean, I think we've seen two of them. One of them was Hines Ward. So Hines Ward and the Michonne lookalike, and that's really it. You would think you would see more.
I thought it was funny. You remember when Carl's walking in the street, he's trying to lead them out. The zombie that they use for that is the same one that ate Dale.
Yeah.
It's the same guy.
Oh, okay. They had
it pretty well made up the same.
Wow, that guy gets around.
Yeah. And then he was killed.
Which was the guy that Carl should have killed to begin with, and he didn't because he was a serial killer throwing rocks at him.
That zombie was like, I'm going to get that kid.
The kid keeps screwing with me, and I'm going to get him.
He didn't get him.
But I like the flashback stuff, or at least the hallucination or whatever it was, giving a little more to her story.
The interaction with the kid because, when...
Then all of a sudden the kid was gone.
But you remember... what's the girl's name? Try to hand her Judith. And Michonne was like, nah, I don't want nothing to do with kids.
She's like, get that baby away from
me. And, you know, it kind of gave the impression that something was going on with her and kids. To actually see it was good. I hope they touch on that again.
Oh, I'm sure they will. But that was good. But it just seemed weird that then she goes into that bar where they were with the guy, and then that causes her to kind of break down.
Joe and Joe's barbecue.
It just seemed...
She wants some barbecue. She can get barbecue.
My other problem is there were motorcycles. Why didn't anybody take on one of the motorcycles?
Yeah, I thought about that.
Especially Rick, who couldn't walk.
Yeah, I thought about that. I mean, motorcycles make a lot of noise. Yeah, and maybe that's why.
Doesn't bother Daryl.
Yeah, but he's Daryl.
Well, fair enough.
Daryl.
He gets a pass.
What do we think happened to the baby?
Baby's in the bus.
Actually, there's a spoiler on that one. It came out today. She's still alive.
I just kind of assumed.
Yeah.
They're not going to kill that baby off.
But really...
Probably with the little blonde girl. Or not the little one, but the... No. Herschel's daughter.
Yeah, she's with Tyrese.
She's with...
Oh, okay.
I thought she was with Daryl.
She's with Tyrese. No. The blonde girl is with Daryl.
Yeah.
Judith is with Tyrese.
Oh, Judith. Beth. Oh, okay.
Beth is her name. Beth is with Daryl.
Okay.
Which that has Hillbilly Wedding, you know, written all over it.
Yeah.
Although I think Daryl's going to end up finding Carol while he's out there. Daryl and Carol.
And Meryl.
No. They can have like sister wives, Beth and Carol,
and his other brother Daryl.
Sister wives.
I don't know how you go from there.
I think we can stop talking about
his other brother Daryl.
Where's Bob Larry?
Yeah. No, the monster's out next door. Sorry. If you can hear it, we're okay. We're safe in here.
I think the Walking Dead zombies have to be like the slowest moving zombies.
Except the one in the house.
Except for the
that
one
guy
in the house.
Was fast as could be. Like, that guy was a Zombieland zombie.
Even the ones at the door, they kind of moved a little fast for being zombies too.
Or the World War Z zombies. Those guys are crazy. Yeah. They jump and
they're not Romero zombies. They're
Romero zombies. Are we talking about
Romero zombies?
Night of the Living Dead zombies are still slow.
Quickly, they move slow and they're pretty dumb. Who did 28 Days Later? Was that
that's a comic book.
But it was originally. Those were faster.
That was kind of like the beginning of the fast
thinking vampire
zombies.
Movie in Alaska. You remember that comic book with all the
30 Days a Night?
Those were vampires.
Yeah,
that
was vampires.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Which are undead, but not the same as.
But they could move fast too, like regular.
Why? They should be slow too. Slow vampires. Just be like waddling back and forth. I don't know. I'm just trying to be creative.
You stop.
Zombie vampires.
Okay.
Well, let's just make them Nazis, too.
Oh.
Well, why not? That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think they've done that
before. Yeah, they've done that.
I'm sure they have somewhere.
Yeah, I think the comic book guys did that, which I haven't watched. This season, but I haven't watched it.
Can we talk about that? Did you watch
it? No,
I didn't watch any of it.
Didn't I just say I haven't watched?
I thought you were going to say this
listen.
Episode.
No, he doesn't. The mouth never
the
stops.
The last episode was really, really bad.
It was it had to have been Superman, and they had a very special guest.
They blanked his face out. It was Dean Cain. Who else would it be?
Yeah,
if you really think about it,
he has
who
no
else
career,
would they get
Superman related.
On there? They couldn't have got Christopher Reeves.
Well, they could have, but that would have been really disturbing.
Yeah.
With Brandon Routh?
Is it Brandon Routh? Because
he has no career, so that could have been a possibility.
That's true. I guess maybe Tom Welling it could have been. But when they showed it, I said it's Dean Cain.
Yeah.
It's Dean Cain. Who else? And then they make this huge big deal of it. They bring him up in like some weird dilemma. He comes in, and they give him they talk to him, let him ask questions or whatever. And then they're like, we have a gift for you. Since we couldn't give Superman a gift, we decided to give you a gift. They give him a $100 gift certificate to their store. And even Kevin Smith on the show, he was just like, he's thinking, I'm never coming back to this place. And they look at it, they're just like, I don't know, it's a Walt Flanagan. I just look at him and I'm just like, that guy is weird. Like, he is...
Very nice.
He's weird.
That's not nice, man.
They get way too excited.
Yeah.
The whole thing about it is, you here run a business. Do you get all that excited when one of your people, you get a creator or something in here? Or do you act like
you've
a professional?
You've seen me.
But it's also reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
And reality is in quotation marks.
That's the whole thing. But that show, I just don't like it. It's all gimmicky. Like, they don't even, like Pawn Stars. I like Pawn Stars when they bring stuff in. And they talk about it. They give you the little history behind it, or they bring in an expert or something. Mm-hmm. I like that part. When they get to, the stuff that you can obviously tell is scripted, then I'm just like, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This whole show is like that. All of Comic Book Men is like that. And
but have you ever watched a Kevin Smith movie?
Yes.
It's all dialogue, and it's goofy conversations. And
yeah, but as a reality show, I can watch a Kevin Smith movie. This isn't what this is supposed to be. I don't know. Even it started off with stuff, them bringing stuff in, and then they price stuff weird. Like, they charge way too much. Like, I forget what they brought in. It was, like, Secret Wars, the complete run, and he bought it for, like, a few $100, and I'm just like, it's not worth a few $100, especially if you get a trade in of it. You can buy the trade of it. It's a Secret Wars we're talking about. The only issue that's going to really matter is when Spider-Man gets a black suit. And that's about it. Otherwise, that whole book was made to sell toys. So
they would do that?
What? They do that now. It's just they change toys with movies.
You've ruined my childhood.
Change toys with movies, and that's it.
There you go. So I was looking for something online, because you mentioned Comic Book Man, and Comic Book Man got into a little spat with The Beat, because I guess The Beat mentioned some website that is talking about, like, has a chart of safe comic book stores, especially for women and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash was a not safe store. And so they got into it on Twitter or something. So I just went to The Beat to try to, I was reading it on the computer.
Are you on there?
No, I'm not on the list at all. Good or bad. So,
okay.
So that's good.
Yeah.
So I was going there to see if I could find it. And she has an article up, talking about the 6 new Valiant books that are coming. So I figured just throw that out there real quick before we get into other stuff. But there's new Rye, Matt Kent, Clayton Crane. There's Armor Hunters by Robert Venditti and Doug Braithwaite. Armor Hunters Bloodshot, Joe Harris, Trevor Hairsine. And Armor Hunters Harbinger, Joshua Dysart and Robert Gill. Looks like a comedy book called The Delinquents with Archer and Armstrong and Quantum and Woody by Fred Van Lente. And Jen Van Meter and Robert De La Torre doing Dr. Mirage. So, Valiant at least is doing stuff. You know, they're doing a good job of keeping stuff out there and new stuff and changing stuff up.
There's a lot of people out there now, too, that are looking for something that everybody else isn't trying right now. Like Marvel, with, the movies coming out, you're getting a lot of people in there that are, or the movie people. And I think there's people that wanting to try something that nobody... They like being...
Well, these are all
the
their old books, so... I mean, they're hitting their core fans who like the stuff, but I'm not up on all of it. But people that do like it really, really like it. So.
Now, were they totally just not publishing anything for a while?
Yeah, there was no Valiant because
how does that happen? Like, they just...
Well, they got bought by Acclaim. Back, remember Acclaim doing video games and stuff back in the 90s, and I think Acclaim went bankrupt, which then makes the rights up for grabs until some court determines who owns what.
Valiant was doing Tura?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they were publishing books like...
That explains the video game.
Right. But books like Turok, Dr. Solar, Magnus Robot Fighter, and Occult Files of Dr. Spectre were old Gold Key books that Valiant licensed. But they don't have them right now. Dynamite's going to be publishing those.
Oh.
Those are coming out now. Whereas Valiant did have, those were their books, Rye, Harbinger, Exo Man of War. Those were all created by them. So, and then it just became a case of who owned the rights to him, and that was courts.
That somebody just picked it up.
Yeah, someone made a claim and apparently won.
Huh.
So, but people really been enjoying those. They're doing a good job. They're doing the image technique with the $10 trade to get you in, and people who try them typically come back for more. So,
okay.
I'm behind. I keep taking stacks home, and
they're home.
They just they don't make it to the top, and then I bring them back and put them back on the shelf. So
now.
And if you look on the shelf and see that I have a gazillion copies, don't take that as an indication of they don't sell. I have a couple guys who are every cover guys, so I have to order obscene quantities of these books. Like where maybe I'd order 10, I'm ordering 25 so to get the 1 in 25 variant. So that's why on some of these books I have, you'll see a ton on the shelf. It's no indication of the sales or lack of sales.
Now your Star Wars books, now when all this happens with whatever they're doing with Star Wars, how long is it going to be? Just a direct like Marvel's done now?
Well, I'm guessing all the Dark Horse stuff will all wrap up before Marvel comes in, and then Marvel
and then
will be starting
fresh.
How long
is it just going to be gone? Is it just going to start directly after they stop?
No clue. It's not happening until 2015, so I have no idea what.
I mean, I would assume Dark Horse would continue to publish as
they
long
have
as
enough
they
time.
Can.
Yeah, they'll go as long as they can. I'm sure. But I'm sure they'll also want to wrap everything up, to not give.
Because if that's the case, that would really suck for you, because then you'd have just this long hiatus of Star Wars.
Well, no, I mean, I'm very excited because Marvel's done such a good job when they took all the Pixar stuff away from Boom that was doing the Darkwing Duck and the Muppets and the Incredibles and the Monsters, Inc. and all that. And then Marvel's, they've been publishing the heck out of that stuff. And I just have shelves full of stuff of that for kids. Oh, wait, that's right. Marvel's not publishing any of it. So we'll probably get one Star Wars book out of it. One ongoing Star Wars book.
About Luke
Skywalker. I'm guessing Jar Jar
Binks. It's a whole Jar Jar.
Yeah, and then he'll join the Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's going to be a political piece. It's going to be about Jar Jar's time in the Senate.
Well, oh, yeah, that'd be good.
With the time stream broken, though, there's like a shatter, isn't it? Like a crack or something, so anything can go through there, right?
Right. Well, there is no problem with time. You can time travel all you want in the Marvel
Universe. I think they said not to. But right. I think being that there's a crack in it, people are just coming in.
Oh, okay.
It's not like they have a police patrol.
There's
going to
be a They just can't keep them out.
They don't have a fence, a barrier, letting illegal time aliens through. Oh, time aliens.
That's a perfect idea. Time police.
They need a space green card. Because if you put space in front of
it, we just need time police to stop people from time traveling. Imagine if they showed up, at the X Mansion, going, "Hey, you five.
Yeah, go.
You gotta go. You're back. You're going back."
Then they just throw him back into that space crack. Time's weird.
Time is weird.
Marty McFly, you gotta go.
Time is constant. We're the ones that are moving.
What?
That was too deep.
Confusing me.
Yeah.
Too deep.
Okay. Sorry. I'll read that later.
Speaking of deep.
Speaking of...
Aquaman. So is anybody reading Aquaman?
No,
I'm not reading Aquaman.
Oh, well, let's move on.
you brought it up.
Aquaman, the new...
Okay, we're going to move on to what we've read lately. And I have a look at this list. I have 12 books on my list.
You've read one book?
12 books.
Oh, 12.
Well, I read a bunch of stuff that came out today. I even did a review of one that comes out next week.
Now
I'm
you got to cross
psychic.
Out. You got to cross off all the books that you didn't read and the ones that you just brought home.
No. That's a large stack. But these I read. These were all last week's books. And, well, actually, that's the week before last week's books.
Well, Aquaman's fighting the Kraken or something.
And I'm going to have to go against Aquaman on this one because I love my Kraken.
I don't know. It's an all right story so far, but I think they're going to try to do something a little big. But I'm a little nervous with Geoff Johns not doing it. Because I know Geoff Johns knows how to write a book that goes on for a little while longer. There's not a lot of people that can do that.
Right.
After Geoff Johns' run, I was more hoping for an Aquaman that's, maybe 3-issue arcs or something like that. And I don't think that's what we're going to be getting. But we are going to be getting a new Aquaman book, too. I don't know if that's
Aquaman and the others.
Yeah, and the others. I don't know if that's a mini series or if it's ongoing. But I'm not sure of that.
I don't know. I think it's ongoing as far as I know.
I don't even know who's writing that. I did, but I can't remember. It was in previous. But I don't know. Aquaman, it was an okay story so far. It's a pretty good transition, like Green Lantern did without Geoff Johns. So, but really, I don't see too much of a difference. But no, it's good. It was good.
Okay.
Worth picking up still if you're still in
the office. Yeah, no, the sales are still good, and the people see. One thing I like about it is that the guy that's on it, Jeff Parker, is excited to be on it. It's not just a case, okay, here, you're getting the book, you're after him. He seems genuinely excited to be, you know, tackling the book.
I think they need that, because yeah. You can't just throw somebody on a book and say, here, write this kind of guy. They have to be actually into writing this.
Really? Because I read the description of the new Cyclops book, and it was basically pitched to Greg Rucka, because he has a kid that would be Cyclops' age. So you want to do a kid, father-son story? Here. So he doesn't have a love of the character or anything like that. So it's kind of neat that.
So he doesn't. Hopefully he knows anything.
Well, no, I'm sure he knows about it. But I'm just saying, where Greg or Jeff Parker just. I remember reading interviews and even just tweets, and he was just seemed thrilled to be doing Aquaman.
Some Marvel books, though. I mean, I just don't. Some of them, I don't think they're.
Like Cullen Bunn?
That are actually that interesting.
Give it to Cullen. He'll do anything.
Well, he kind of did. Wasn't he the one who did Battle Scars?
Maybe. I don't remember.
Yeah,
try to put that out of my mind.
That
Thank
was
you.
When they were like, make us a Black Nick Fury.
Yeah, we don't care how you get there. And his best friend's name is Cheese.
Make sure he has an eye patch.
Yeah. So he randomly in issue 4 is stabbed through his eye with a knife. Yes.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we'll make you look like him. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty.
And actually, it was Cheese. Gotta... He was, was cutting up some stuff. All of a sudden,
yeah, Cheese was cutting cheese.
I didn't say that. See, that would be too redundant. I thought we could not do that, but no.
Did you just say that he cut the cheese?
You just said he cut the cheese.
That's what you were insinuating.
No, I said he was cutting up stuff. I never said cheese.
He did say stuff.
What else would have gotten him cheese?
Be fruit. Kind.
Apples. Okay, well, here's what I read last week.
Gorilla Bob number one?
No. By Joker's Daughter. Did you read it?
I did.
Did you read it?
Wait, the villain issue?
No, the new one that came out last week.
I'm not a big fan of Joker's. I didn't like that villain issue.
No, neither did I. I thought the villain issue... So I approached that going, I need to... there's a lot of things I read because I know people are going to ask questions on Wednesday, so I want to at least kind of have an answer. And that was a $5 book, so it's like, okay, I'm going to have
shot?
To be... Yeah.
Yeah, it was one shot.
But that was... I thought that was not a great book, but I thought it was far better than the villain one.
It was.
That
would have made a better Villains Month book than the Villains
yeah.
Month book.
Well, give it a summary.
Basically, this girl, kind of homeless. You don't really know her deal.
Yeah, you really don't know her backstory at all.
But she's ready to kill herself. She's down in the sewers... And all of a sudden, Joker's face comes floating by. And she takes that as a sign that
she's
the Joker's daughter. And then she takes a bite of it, which was really weird because where would the bite be missing from? Because it was just the face. But
yeah.
So you have to assume she's got the Joker toxin and stuff in her now. So now she's a little
I think she was a little loopy.
I think she was loopy. Right, exactly. And Batman kind of comes down and he's trying to... Tell her, stop, you're being,
not
crazy. Or and he actually, or she met, he met her, she was trying to catch him, and so he lures and makes her follow him down to the place where the Joker died.
Yeah.
Air quotes. And then it's just kind of her story. But of course she has different stories.
Yeah, it was
like
very
the Joker does.
To the
yeah.
Killing Joke at how, yeah. Every time his origin changed, and I think
yeah,
that was
so you
good.
Don't really know what her origin is, but I thought it was good. I'm intrigued far more than I was by that Villains Month issue.
I like the ending of it too.
Yeah,
and the only question I had was, did that really happen, or is that just her being a little insane?
We'll find
insane
out.
Insane of the membrane.
Yes. So now I didn't read Detective that came out last week.
Detective was good.
Okay.
I'm
enjoying. Right. Yeah. I enjoyed the Detective 27 part of Gothtopia. I read the Batgirl, which I haven't read since like issue 3, and I really like that issue. I thought that was really neat with the Joker ice cream and all that. I thought that was really good. And then I read the Catwoman that came out last week or 2 weeks ago or whenever it came out, and I thought that was really good too. So I'm enjoying this Gothtopia thing. I don't know what's going on, but It's a fun read.
Redetective.
Yeah,
it's on. It kind of wraps it up. And,
okay.
No, read it right now. We'll wait.
No, it's okay. I don't do that, Adam. I don't make you wait while I read a book like you do.
You told me.
Yeah, but then he starts talking about the wrong book, and he's reading it from backwards.
I know. Well, so Forever Evil 5, we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, 3 and 4 were a little bit of, it didn't help that this missed a month, too.
Yeah.
But,
I love the interaction between Sinestro and Batman.
Yes.
Because
it's
really,
you would
have
made
world,
a great.
Yeah, he would have been a great Yellow Lantern.
Yeah.
would he have been, though? Was he ever chosen by the ring?
He
there was one brief.
Yeah.
Because I remember they made an action figure of it. It
he was chosen by the ring at one of the Green Lantern stories that...
Who is Earth's Yellow Lantern?
Earth doesn't have a Yellow Lantern.
Oh, okay. You think
right now,
would.
The only Yellow Lanterns that's around is
Maybe that's
Sinestro.
Why, because he rejected.
You don't know what happened to Arkilla, and I think the rest of them are gone.
Okay, yeah, I was just thinking about that. That's interesting. Oh, wait, a story idea.
We're about ready.
Just gave it to DC.
But Sinestro is coming out with his own series, so maybe that's what they're going to do.
Could be.
Repopulating the Yellow Lantern.
But yeah, I like that a lot. It's like, you need to help us. Why? And just in the way he took care of Power Ring.
Uh-huh.
That was all very, very, very interesting. I like that.
The only disappointing thing, though, is I still want to know how Power Ring works. Because it's clearly not willpower.
Right.
It seems like it's fear. It feeds off fear instead of fights fear, but it's kind of weird how it works.
Yeah. But I enjoyed that.
I want to know where the ring went.
Yeah.
Now that they have a loose ring from another universe running around.
Where is that going to end up?
Yep. And I want to know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, like, because the red bands at the last panel.
Yeah, that was from Doctor Who. So that means, is the Doctor coming?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought.
Or is it the Silence?
It's, the
Time Lords.
They're communicating
through
there.
See, I'm way off.
Never mind, yeah.
I'm way off.
But now, I don't know if I must have heard it somewhere, because there's no way I could have come up with this. But I heard something about who the hooded guy is.
Okay.
And I thought about it, and I went, I like that a lot. So, we've already seen the cover for the next Justice League, the post Forever Evil Justice League has a new leader on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
You know who that leader is.
Yes.
Correct. What if that's who's under the thing?
What, Luther?
What if it's Luther from Earth 3?
But I...
Because he has no powers.
Well, Luther from Earth 3 was always the one that was the Justice League leader.
Right. But what if that's who's under the hood? And what if then, after everything, he is the Luther that's in charge of the Justice League?
And then the Luther from...
Maybe our Luther doesn't make it. Maybe our Luther nobly sacrifices himself, which would be
totally
out of character, but would be interesting. So,
well, they keep it trying to lead him up, because he narrates the beginning of every issue of how he could be a hero and all this nonsense.
But I'm just, they're setting you up.
Yeah.
For Luther's going to do it. And you just know.
I can't think of who else it would be.
Right.
A noble sacrifice at the end there.
But you can see a twist.
What do you think's happened to Nightwing?
There are two thoughts. I don't know that he's necessarily going to die.
I don't think that's going to be the case.
But I think the reason we're not going to have a Nightwing book going forward is he can't be Nightwing.
Yeah.
Because they outed. They outed Nightwing, so he's going to need to be someone else.
And now with a
new Azrael.
Yeah, something, but that makes sense. And then the following month, we'll get whatever the new code name is.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Bluebird?
Flamebird? No.
She kind of has his outfit.
She does. That was the first thinking, was that that's the new Nightwing. But we'll talk. We'll get to that.
He's wearing red now.
Yeah, he's wearing red, not blue.
Right. Huh. So, did you read it? Batman?
Yeah, he was reading.
Yeah, I read it too.
We'll talk about that. We'll get to that later. We'll do spoilers, so if people want to stop listening. Anybody is actually listening and hasn't stopped already.
Wally West is coming back to Flash.
Yep,
he's coming back to Flash.
Yep. Okay, we'll get to the Marvel number ones from last week. Well, I didn't read Loki yet. Yep. No specific reason, I just didn't get to it yet. But I read Ms. Marvel. Anybody read Ms. Marvel?
No.
Okay. not a bad book, not a great book. The art I thought was quite good. It's a Muslim girl growing up in a Muslim house, and she wants to be normal. Like, it starts off with her standing in a deli smelling bacon because she's not allowed to eat it. And things
is
like
she,
that.
Like, really Muslim with the burqa and all that? Or
No, not.
She's kind of American.
Like, her one friend, not had a burqa, but had definitely headgear.
Yeah.
Or something on her head. But, yeah, very Americanized, but, you know, still, you know, goes home, and she wants to go to a party, and they won't let her, and things like that. So she sneaks out, and then at the party, the Terrigen Mist hit, and then she transforms into Ms. Marvel. She's hallucinating a little bit, thinking she's...
Is she an Inhuman?
Apparently, she's an Inhuman. Or at least has, you know, that...
That's racist.
Wait, what was... Yeah. What exactly was Ms. Marvel's powers, Carol Danvers?
She
was, like...
Yeah, she was, like...
Free.
Yeah. So, and then she transforms at the end. But, like, she always... She wants to be Ms. Marvel. You know, that was her... She had a jacket that had her lightning bolt on it and stuff, and that was someone she idolized.
Does it take place in Detroit?
I don't think so. I think it's New York.
Okay.
One thing that did make me happy was that it's actually something's tying in with Inhumanity. So that I like that's how it was. But I just find it very funny that they're playing up this Muslim girl, Muslim girl, Muslim girl, and as soon as she gets powers, she turns into a 6-foot blonde. I just thought that was kind of funny.
Really?
Because I guess she's a shapeshifter. They haven't really explained it. I understand I should read the all-new Marvel Now .1, but I just can't bring myself
to.
Well,
yeah, she was supposed to be a shapeshifter, but yeah. Maybe she just shapeshifted to that.
Right. It was just I just found it funny, though, that they spent all this time, and then, poof, she's a 6-foot blonde. So, not bad.
So, with enough Terrigen Mist, we can turn the whole Middle East into a bunch of 6-foot blondes?
Well, no, only if they... End up with, because remember the Terrigen Mist, you don't know what power you're getting. It was all very.
Okay.
You could be like a lizard person.
Yeah. Or you could turn into a dog. Because everybody forgets about that. Poor.
Stupid Lockjaw.
Yeah, Lockjaw is actually, it was a person. So not bad. I just kind of, I think it's one of those books that's getting all these great reviews and everybody's gaga over, and it's going to end up like Young Avengers, where it just, its market is so niche that. It doesn't hit the broader market. You know, there's nothing there. Like, even Matt, who's a huge Ms. Marvel fan, he's like, if nothing happens by issue 2, I'm out. Because really
it's
nothing...
It's not giving a whole lot of time.
No, but, like, nothing happened in the issue. Okay. You know, it was a lot of talking, a lot of family stuff.
Because he's a Ms. Marvel fan?
Yeah.
He's a Carol Danvers
right.
fan.
Well, yes, but it's a Ms. Marvel book, so he would be, you know... So I understand.
You'd be kind of tied,
yeah, I mean, I understand it's geared towards women and stuff, which is great. We need more books like that. There wasn't a lot to the book. Story
that makes
wise,
sense that Carol Danvers is Captain Marvel now. If you really think about it, first of all, she is. A
why
captain.
She captain? Okay. I don't think
no,
she is though.
Major.
Yeah, so she should be right. Major Marvel. When that doesn't make any sense.
No, but I mean that's kind of.
Lieutenant Sergeant.
Who else would take over that mantle?
First Lieutenant.
Once the
Marvel.
One was killed.
Shazam.
Yeah. Ooh, wrong company.
Shazam.
Yeah, Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Oh, that's true.
Moving on. Okay, Punisher number one was a good issue.
Yeah.
But it nothing special. It was just a Punisher story.
I just don't like. They don't tell you why he goes to L.A. and maybe
well, that happened in that trial of the Punisher. I thought that it was in that 2-issue.
I
didn't read it. So.
I did, but I don't remember anything why he said, "Oh, I got to go to L.A."
Okay.
And you know, he was the week before it came out. He was in Superior Spider-Man team up.
Okay.
And there was no indication of him going to L.A. And then all of a sudden he's there. Like it would have been nice to kind of.
Well, you didn't read
the
last
with,
page where he went, see, I'm going to L.A. Yeah.
And then Daredevil said, California.
Yeah, sounds good. Wait, maybe they're the same person. I liked how it introduced the Howling, or not reintroduced the Howling Commandos, but how they're at least making use of them since they kind of got kicked out of the Captain America universe in the movies. It was good. No problem with that one. Wolverine number one. Wow, that was some book.
Sarcasm.
Well, Wolverine now wears armor, but it doesn't cover his face, but the guy still fired off a nuclear blast or something in his face.
That would kill people.
You'd think.
Especially when you don't have healing powers. Or does he have healing powers?
He does not have healing powers. That's why he wears the armor.
Do real Wolverines heal from nuclear blasts? Maybe that's what it is. He's got Wolverine-like powers.
But, so, and then, so he's with this new team. You don't quite know what's going on. And then it turns out at the end that he's turned bad. But how does that relate now to the Wolverine that's in Wolverine and the X-Men running a that's school?
Clown.
I'm confused.
LMD. Clone.
Yeah, I'm thinking clone.
Or a clone of LMD.
Okay. No, you can't clone LMDs.
Is it a clone of X-23?
LMD of a clone.
So I realize, you know, they're trying to be, you know, different and edgy and, you know, take it in a different way. You know, if they need some reason that it was a new number one, 1 month after number 13. But it was just...
You would think you would cancel all the other Wolverine books or there's no break in continuity and do it that way.
You know what Wolverine needs to do? They need to write a Wolverine book where he figures something out about his past. And then he goes and looks.
No, we have that. They had that book. But it felt very much like, I don't know if you guys read Wolverine, The Best There Is. It almost had that feel of that, not necessarily the same kind of book, but it was like, this just isn't...
Is it the same writer?
It's the same writer who was writing it, yes.
It was like Cornell.
Yeah, it's Cornell, just a different artist. So it got a new number one.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't really, even though it's anything, it doesn't make that's not the point.
Okay, now we're going back 2 weeks, so I know this is way old stuff, but Black Science has been a really very interesting book.
Yes.
And
it's missing each issue,
each issue has been very different. The first one had frog strippers, really good. Second one had Germans in World War II.
Yeah.
And then this one was a lot more like corporate stuff. Like this one went back to explain how they got where they are, and there was a lot of corporate and stuff like that. But it's been very, very good. Rick Remender book. Basically about like guys that figured out something so that they could not so much time travel, but like
dimensional travel. Yeah,
and then while they're dimension hopping, somebody broke their machine. So they're kind of in trouble. And then they get injured, and they have to find somebody to heal this one guy. And it's been interesting. Dead Boy Detectives is a spinoff from The Sandman. And I do not remember them in The Sandman, but I haven't read that in a while. But it's about two kids that were killed at this like British boarding school. And Death came to collect them, and she didn't. She let them stay, and now they're detectives trying to figure out stuff. And they're slowly figuring out that something is very corrupt at this school. And it's been very enjoyable. It's a Vertigo book. It's, you know, definitely edgier, and it's the kind
what
of stuff
are
I
they
like.
Do?
Right. Well, exactly.
Their dad, detectives.
Fair enough. Earth 2 Annual was fantastic.
Yeah, that was good.
Giving the origin of Earth 2 Batman, and it had already been spoiled that it was Thomas Wayne. And so everybody assumed it was going to be the Flashpoint story, and it wasn't. It was really, really a neat twist on the whole thing.
That was actually the first Earth 2 book I've read.
Okay.
And it was really good.
Yeah, that has been very good as of late. I don't want to say it's been good since they changed the writer, because I had missed a good chunk of Robinson near the end. But I jumped on when Tom Taylor took it over, and it's been really good.
Yeah. I like how he's a junkie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's almost like it's the venom, like Bane's venom that's keeping him going.
It's very much
and they're like, well, you're still on the drugs. He's like, what does it matter now?
Yeah,
I can't disappoint anybody. Everybody I love is dead.
Yeah, no, that was really good. Inhumanity 2, which was originally Inhumanity Medusa.
That kind of said it all right there.
It's interesting how they've done things like this where it's not an event, it's a thing. Kind of like Dark Reign and things like that. And most of these they've kind of given up on. Like they started off and they kind of don't. I really wish they'd give up on this Inhumanity and just let it go. There's no need to keep trying to tie stuff in. This just didn't. It just didn't work. Like Captain America comes to talk to Medusa, saying basically, you know, we got to do something about this. There's all these people, and she's like, these are my people, and don't you do anything. And just, it was...
I mean, Marvel's been in perpetual events, though, for a couple years, and I think... you know, at least the last three or four have been disappointments.
Well,
so
and
this one,
people are showing no interest in.
But that's why, after what happened at the end of Age of Ultron and what happened at the end of Inhumanity, I'm out.
You
I'm
mean
not
Infinity.
Infinity?
Don't mess up your ins.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not buying.
Don't call it Fear Itself
because
we've already talked about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, but yeah, just people aren't excited. You know, when they they're coming out with issues and
that
people are just
like the direction that they're going for. It's not, you know, with the number changing, it seems like they're focusing. And what's really funny is that they said not too long ago, we're not writing for trade anymore. And that's exactly what they're doing.
Well, they're not in the sense that they're only doing 4 and 5 issue trades. They've kind of lost, and they don't sell for them because they price them too high.
But it just seems like that's the direction. It's events.
Yeah.
That's, you know, if they can, they don't have to number, you know, even if they bring out like they're not necessarily ongoings anymore. Even if they bring out like a certain amount, then they renumber it. It's still going to be the same thing. It's still kind of going to be like event. That was an event. Now it's a new number one.
Yeah, but like so, you know, Infinity. So you had the main story, which was 6 issues. So you know, right there, it's built for a trade.
Yeah.
But then it had like 20 different tie-ins. And you know, 4 of them were Avengers books, and I think 3 of them were New Avengers, or maybe it was 5 and 4, whatever it was. And unfortunately, you really couldn't tell the difference between which book was which.
I don't know. It seems all over the place right now. It didn't used to seem like that. I'll use Civil War as an example. Civil War did the same thing, though. They bring out, you know, a bunch of trades, or not trades. They bring out a bunch of tie-ins. Little one shots here and there,
but you could tell the difference between the stories.
Yeah, it worked. It was supposed to be like that, and then when they did finally bring them out as trades, there was like a collection. Okay, this is Civil War, you know, all of Civil War, and in this case, it seems just I don't know what it is, and maybe it's just because it's in the middle of a transition of new number ones and everything, but it seems like everything is just everywhere. You know, they're bringing out this here, this there. Just stuff. And it just, it's getting too confusing. One person brought up not too long ago, I don't remember what it was, but a lot of people have been talking about the new number ones. Does number one matter? And I think in one way it does, and in one way it does. I think it's going to make it future comic books, I think, are going to be more confusing.
That's not a good thing.
No. And I think, and somebody just recently brought up that point to me as well, that it's going to be very difficult to come into your comic book store trying to figure out, you know, a book that you're wanting to read or a series of books that you're wanting to read, and be like, well, how are you going to explain that to a customer coming in anymore? You're going to say, well, it was in between. It was this run of number ones through this of Wolverine, where I used to be able to like, oh, that was issue this. And then you'd be able to find it. It was just a way of finding stuff. And I keep thinking to myself, this is just, in a way, Marvel, it doesn't want to...
Do comic books anymore?
They don't care if you collect them anymore.
But
right.
They don't care if you're collecting the print books. They really do want you to go digital. And they want you to get these digital books. Because if you really think about it, it seems confusing even then, that if I'm looking for a particular book... Let's say I'm looking back to back issues. It's going to be difficult to say, okay, what book was that? Oh, it was, X-Men number 21.NIA. You know, I'm just going to, I won't even care. You know, and that's just how people are. You know, there are certain people out there who will be like, well, you know, I don't know if it matters that much. Well, maybe to you it doesn't, but to a lot of people coming into this, would you rather try to get somebody into comic books by overcomplicating things? What are they going to do? They're going to try it for a little bit and be like, this is hard. This isn't even worth it. Where I used to be able to see, you used to be able to say, you know, it was an issue this. Now with DC, I don't think it makes that much of a difference because they just rebooted the numbers. They're not doing it. They're not going to constantly do that. Now I'm not sure Marvel plans on doing that, but by the looks of it, that's what they've been doing for the last, few years.
Yeah,
quite a few years, and I just I think it's a bad idea. I really do. I think it's a bad, I think it's going to backfire on them in a way. If they re-jump their numbers and they just started.
Sorry, just somebody pulled up in front of the store like they were looking in, the open signs on, the lights on, we're sitting here, and then they just drove past. Just, you know, a little distracting. It's like, they just hello? Went,
don't oh, we? You are a comic book
yeah.
store.
That's him in there. I see him.
Right, they're using know. The number ones as a sales tool, whereas DC renumbered everything. One, not to say it wasn't a tool to sell, right? But it wasn't a tool to bump sales. I've had a lot of people look at the Spider-Man on the front cover, like, oh, this is a new Spider-Man number one. No, this is actually Spider-Man. Was it 27? It just has a big number one on it. But the problem is the number one that's on it is the same as the number one that's on She-Hulk.
Oh, and don't
you know,
worry.
That is a number one.
That book's going to be over in 4 issues.
Which one?
Superior Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. 5, I think. But, yeah.
So it really needed a number one.
Yeah.
Who really comes in looking for number ones to buy like that?
Well, I don't know anybody coming in specifically, but it certainly is. It's a grab. I have
That's
a long...
almost like if they were just like, we're going to put bubblegum in the book. And
well, it is, but if you're looking
you're
down the shelf
gum,
and then
be
you...
happy.
Well,
know?
Everybody wants to get in at the beginning.
That stale bubble gum.
So if you're looking down the shelf and you see, you know, a number 18 and a number 29, and all of a sudden you see a number one, oh, here's a Wolverine number one. I can jump in on this.
The only thing is, like, how did that work for polybags? You know what I mean?
Right. Well,
it seems like polybags over again.
It just seems like they're doing anything they can. I keep meaning to.
And I mean,
this
that's a gimmick. Like, that's a real gimmick. I mean, yeah, that could work, but long will that work?
Polybag,
what's
one
your
to
next
open and read,
you're,
one
you're
to save.
To, yeah. You know, what is it? Are we going to do chromium again? You know, are we.
They've done it. They did. We had chromium on what? Age of Ultron 1.
Yeah.
We had acetate on. Origin 2 number 1.
Then Batman had a few. They had the die cuts.
They had the die cuts, yeah. Well, not die cuts, but embossed. But they weren't foil. I was more prepared for this last week. Yeah. I enjoyed that, the WTF.
I thought that was good. But they ruined it on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, the whole point of that was that you were supposed to go in, open the book, and be like, oh, it's this guy, you know. You know, but it doesn't seem like a point in doing it.
The internet ruins everything.
I'm blaming DC for that, but, well, I think DC was the one who ruined it.
Just pick up my garbage.
They stole your garbage. Get off
those guys. I was much more prepared last week about this, but a while ago, I was looking for, I posted on Facebook, but I couldn't find it. But I was looking, the website, I think it's called Comic Beat, but it's just The Beat, every month does they go through the sales numbers and see how things are trending up or down, where they are in the sales charts, things like that. One guy does Marvel, one guy does DC. They're actually changing their people, so I'm happy because I wasn't thrilled with the DC guy who was just Captain Negative. A book could be number one and say,
it was
oh,
you.
No. But
he's your Marvel guy.
So I was looking at it last month and I started looking at the Marvel Nows and number one and number two. And almost uniformly between all the Marvel Now books, there was a 40% drop between one and two in sales. And a lot of it is based on they give higher discounts if you hit certain targets for the number ones. Some are ridiculous. Like, you know, if you hit, I think on Electorates, if you hit 200% of your sale of a certain issue of Daredevil, you get a higher discount. You know, so they're artificially inflating the numbers that way. So a lot of it's that. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay, well, not so much a 40% drop, but you can look at it also as a 40% bump. From where it should be. So if they, just by putting a number one on the cover and giving a special promotion, can get a 40% bump, why wouldn't you do number ones all the time? So I'm interested to see how this, it'll be a couple months before we see these numbers, but it'll be interesting to see how this round of new number ones affects things, specifically Wolverine, which is going to have an insane bump, because if you remember, they did that exceed 200% of Infinity Six, and you get... And how many retailers are going to take advantage of that?
Yeah.
And we're, you know, it's good. So the one thing, So like I said, when I pointed out, I said, no wonder Marvel does this all the time. That's the, one of the reasons you're getting these number ones, because they get these insane bumps, but it also lets them win the month. Because if you look
that's what
at
really
the monthly
about.
Charts, well, it wasn't this month so much, because I don't think Marvel had any number ones in January, or not many, at least. But it was, you know, it was Batman 28, things like that. And then, you know, and then you'll see the number ones, and very rarely will you see other ones. Other than right now, Superior Spider-Man is still in the top ten.
Well, it's funny, though. It's like, the books that I look for that I'm like, this seems like an interesting, it could be an interesting number one, are books like New Warriors or Silver Surfer. And I look at those because those are characters I haven't seen for a while.
Right,
yeah.
And I look at that, and I'm like, oh, cool, a new number one. That's the new number ones I like.
Right.
But when they just throw them on, they're just throwing number one on
right.
it, and it's like, not really a number one.
Yeah.
That
like
I
the
look
new
at,
Daredevil
like,
number
wow,
one.
Wow, that's
is
really
it?
Trying
yeah.
to, you know, so I actually look as an already existing Marvel customer, I look at them as I'm just like, wow, what a joke.
But that shouldn't right. show the same bump between number one and number two, because they're reissuing them as number ones, but there is no number two. It goes back to 27 or whatever.
Well, no, not even that. It'll be interesting to see if there's any bumps on those. There might be, because they offered those incentives as well on those. So
what,
you might.
What is that?
On, like, the Spider-Man that had the number one, but it was actually number 27.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see, like, the Daredevil new number one. It's probably, mm-hmm. you're going to see a big bump on the number one, even though it really is just 39 or whatever. You know, because it's just the next issue. They just decided, like, this Wolverine, they gave a number one, that one. Fantastic Four, is there any real reason that it has a new number one coming? No.
What's kind of strange about that, though, is a lot of those books that they did the new number ones are double shipping anyway.
Right.
So,
well, there's another reason for that.
But
let me get to that.
You're not necessarily selling all the books the week they're coming out. So now you're already issue number one, issue
right.
number two, and if you're already seeing a 40% drop
right.
from one to two, that's, I mean, that doesn't speak very highly for the book.
Well, right, but well, you also have to remember Marvel, because they're double shipping, that means I have to have my orders in for number one and number two before I see number one.
Yeah.
There's a book I just had to put in my numbers on three, and we still don't have number one. And it's like...
Inhuman?
No, I don't remember what it was. But it was just... Or number one came out today. It might have been one of those. And it's just like, so you just... It's total guess.
That's a total shot in the dark.
Yeah. And there's some, like, there, Marvel Knights X-Men... Marvel Knights Spider-Man came out before that and did really, really well.
And then Hulk came out, I think.
Well, and then X-Men came out, and I had to have my numbers in for both 1 and 2. Well, nobody wanted Marvel Knights X-Men. So if you look on the shelf, I have like 20 copies of 1 and 2 sitting there because I had to have my numbers in. Does Marvel care? No, they're thrilled. I have 20 extra copies.
Yeah,
I pay for
them.
So that's why they do a lot of the things they do. That's why you'll get... That's why we had Miracle Man number 2... Shipped 2 weeks after number one, yet we're still, you know, number three isn't 2 weeks after that. It's because they wanted to get our numbers in.
Did this stuff kind of just, them doing this, did that kind of start up when New 52 was doing well? Or have they been doing that?
That's, yeah, for the most, I don't remember them doing any double shipping before
that. I don't remember that either. And I think that's what it was, that DC was getting up there.
Well, you also have to remember... If DC's shipping one Batman and one Detective and one Superman
yeah.
and one Action, yet you ship three issues of Spider-Man, two all-new X-Men, two Uncanny X-Men,
yeah.
two Thor, two Iron Man, well, you don't have to, you
it's
know,
you don't
have
you,
to right,
have
you're going to win the sales chart, which it seems
Thor,
to be
yeah.
all that Marvel, you know, they like, they got to toot their horn to Disney.
I get that, because they have so many characters in the Marvel universe
right.
that they could give a book to.
And that's why I like.
Put somebody on it who likes to do it.
Yeah, but
like, okay, some of them they are. You know, you're getting.
We're getting
Duke,
a Ghost Rider.
You're getting
Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer.
You get Dupe.
But the whole thing about, and, you know, and then, but you got somebody like Dan Slott, who, you know, I'll say this about Dan Slott, he likes writing Spider-Man, and you can
mm-hmm.
tell it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why I'm really wanting to pick up Silver Surfer, because, and as you were saying, it kind of seems like it's Doctor Who,
mm-hmm.
but he's into it. So
yeah.
I think there's a good chance that it might be a better Silver Surfer book.
I'm hoping. My concern with that one is it's the diehard Silver Surfer people who've been
yeah.
waiting for a book. That's going to come out, and they're going to go, this isn't Silver Surfer. What's this? So,
yeah, but, you know... If,
or it might be great. Who knows?
It needs the change, though, because the the norm that they've been bringing out, Silver Surfer, hasn't worked. And they do need something a little bit different. I think they have taken a little different of an approach with All Red Art. You know, that's just perfect. Whoever thought that of giving him that is, I looking at that book, I'm like, this looks really nice. And I wish Marco Smart.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. I know he's doing some sort of online only book.
I think he comes in when he.
Yeah, but he's doing something online only.
And I bet they pay him really.
Yeah.
When they get him to do covers and interior, because the last thing I just saw he did was Spider-Man, was Superior Spider-Man. Yeah. He did a few pages.
Yeah. Oh, one other news thing. I totally blew this. I guess it was broken in the letters pages. There's going to be a new 2099 book coming. Spider-Man 2099. So I was thinking, gosh, they need to get him on a new Spider-Man book. Oh, wait, maybe he'll do that. No, he won't do that.
It's not Ravage.
No, it's not Ravage. Darn it. So that's all I read. What did you read, Pat?
I read most of what you read. I read Green Lantern, Red Lantern flip book for only $2.99, which was a bargain.
What was that?
It was... It's the beginning of the Red Daughter of Krypton storyline.
Oh.
Colin has a bunch because they were damaged.
My replacements are coming next week.
Oh, okay.
But
is that on my list because I'm Green Lantern?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not just white,
though. It was really good. The one thing I didn't like, because I don't read Supergirl, and I thought that would be a problem, so I was going to pick up the next issue, or, you know, the last issue of Supergirl to figure out, okay, how'd she get the red ring? Well, you don't find out till issue 28, which hasn't come out yet. It's kind of like, it would have been nice to know, because she shows up, and, I mean, yeah, I know who she is, but if you didn't read that, you can tell she's Supergirl, because it's the Red Lantern emblem over...
Next week, I'll have to bump my numbers a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, put one aside, because I'll take
one. So we got Dexstar?
Yeah. Good. Yeah, Dexstar's in there.
Yeah, Dexter Down Under, that comes out next week, yeah. Oh,
Dexstar.
The cat.
The cat.
Best Red Lantern. What else did I read? Invaders, which is... It's okay. It was just okay.
Okay? Wow.
No, it's different. I don't know. It hasn't wowed me. I'll give, you know, probably one or two more issues, kind of see where it goes. Bucky and Namor and the Human Torch went on some mission without Cap, and they had some other guy with them. It was dressed like I think it was like Major Patriot or something like that. I forget what his name was. But Cap wasn't there, and it's a mess. So we'll see where that goes. And everything else we kind of talked about. 2 weeks ago, I also read Les Fleas, which it's an interesting book. But what was really cool about it was there was a panel where one of the entities had kind of gotten into his head. And there's a big orange wall. It just says, mine. And it drove her insane.
Okay.
Which was, it was kind of cool because it's like, yeah, this guy's really insane. And you know, it's one thing to have a mental block. It's another thing to have a mental block that just says mine. Like, that's really, he's consumed by the orange light. Okay. I just thought it was a cool visual. It's a goofy book. It's not serious in any way. It's totally off the beaten path from the other Green Lantern books, but it's good for what it is.
Okay.
It's just a good laugh.
What'd you read, Slacker?
Books. Stuff with pictures.
I read a lot that everybody else read, but one thing I wanted to mention, though, was because you mentioned the annual of Earth 2. Earth 2 was last week.
Yeah, I didn't get that one yet.
It was really good. It seems like it's kind of finishing up that whole war that they're doing.
Okay.
But it's starting to... I don't know if to say it's finishing up, but it's at the beginning stages of finishing up. But just so much going on, and you know, I love the change around of characters, like Lois Lane being Red Tornado.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Superman. They're trying to figure out one thing I loved mentioned in that issue. What they said, you know, this is your boyfriend or your husband or whatever who's attacking us, which is Superman. And she said, no, that's not him, because even if she was killed, like, he wouldn't go crazy. Like, he would still try to figure out, like, you know, try to keep, you know, under control and stuff. And she didn't believe him. And I said, that's kind of a different take. It was a different take because of, you know, after playing that video game,
Injustice.
Where that is what happens, you know. I think that was a little bit different, though, because he was the one.
He's writing that book, too. So, yeah.
Well, it was the same.
The guy who writes Earth 2 is writing that, yeah.
So I didn't know that. But it's kind of funny. It was just a little bit different of a take on that. They also have another Kryptonian.
Okay.
Named, what is his name? I think it's Val. I think they keep calling him Val. But what's funny is he's a... He's agoraphobe. He's, you know, he doesn't like, you know, being outside or anything. They've kept him inside all this time, and now so they can't get him to the sun. They can't, you know, he's their secret weapon against Superman.
Okay.
Just there's so much, and Batman gets irritated because he's just like, well, this is just great, you know. Yeah. Because that was his kind of plan, you know, sick the other Kryptonian on him, but it doesn't work as well. But Lois sits there and talks to him and tries to, you know, explain to him, you know, what he has to do. And, you know, it also shows you a lot of, you know, if Superman wasn't raised by
Ma and Pa Kent.
And I think that's always, you know, been
there's another Superman story, though, where Lois Lane dies and Superman goes crazy. What the hell was it?
I don't know. Injustice is the main one I can remember.
I haven't read any of these.
I mean, I think he's going crazy.
I haven't read
before.
Earth 2, but I remember reading something where that happened.
Yeah.
And he wanted to, like, get her back.
That was like that panel that they had in Batman and Robin, the Two-Face story that they're doing now. And it just keeps showing all of the stuff Batman's been getting into trouble. Batman's had a hard year. He lost his son.
They need to bring Damian back.
Just
already.
anything that could possibly. I think he's about ready to crack, though, because, you know, everything happening with, you know, Nightwing, and there's just way too much. And then, like, this girl he was dating, I don't know if they're even going to bring that up, and that was in The Dark Knight, I think it was, where she's killed by Mad Hatter. And, you know, and then he tries to bring Damian back where he takes apart Frankenstein.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, wow, that seems more villainous for Batman, but...
But ever since Death of the Family, he really has had a rough year.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot just going on. So I'm starting to wonder what's going to happen with a lot of
this. I think they need to finish up that Zero Year.
Yeah, so, I think so, yeah. Too. The only reason they're not, really though, I think, is
Forever Evil.
It's Forever Evil, yeah. And, but, yeah, I'm ready. Well, you know what's cool about it, though? We still have Detective. So,
yeah.
We have a regular Batman story going on at the same time as
Even though that's Gotstopia.
Yeah. But I think it's still all the same time. Like, I think Scarecrow is up to something. If you remember, Scarecrow has been used a lot in New 52, surprisingly. He's not used that much. But if you remember, he was collecting something in Swamp Thing. And he was at he was collecting something for the crime syndicate. I don't know what he was doing. But he was developing a new chemical, and I think it was Dark Knight. It could have been Detective, but I think it was Dark Knight. He was collecting a new chemical, and he was trying new fear agents and stuff like that. So I don't know if that has anything to do with what he's doing.
I think it was Dark Knight.
I think, because all the other stuff, the Detective stories were, at the beginning, were a lot about Penguin. And I think Scarecrow was Dark Knight.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I think Scarecrow and Clayface have been kind of the two main ones that they've had in Dark Knight.
Yeah. Oh, and Arkham War has been really good.
Mm-hmm.
With just everything going on in that, and then you know how Bane and the Talon take down the rest of the other Talons, and I don't know how they're going to regenerate from that. That yeah. If they're going to regrow or what. I always question that with Wolverine. Could he? Mm-hmm. Not now. We can't.
No, I think he just always had the
arm or something.
I don't think so. I think he had the yeah.
Hold it onto it.
Well, remember in Ultimate Hulk and Wolverine, he got ripped in half and he had to go get his bottom half back. Yeah. So I don't know if that's the same.
Deadpool, that happens a lot. He'll lose an arm and he'll just kind of stick it on and it'll heal itself.
No,
he
leaves the parts because that's what created Evil Deadpool, right?
He was stitched together.
Right, but I thought that was like from Deadpool parts.
Well, it was a bunch of different cut off Deadpool. I think you're right. Because I'm trying.
I didn't read it, but just that was my guess.
Deadpool, Evil Deadpool, like
well, kind of.
No, there's an evil Deadpool which looks a lot like Deathstroke, even though Deadpool is
the same person,
yeah.
Aren't they?
Slade Wilson. Yeah.
Wilson Slade. Is that how it is? Wilson Slade? What is Deadpool's name?
Wade Wilson.
That's right, yeah. I love him. I love that character in Arrow.
Yeah.
I think that guy has just right on. I love how they brought him in. I always liked that character, though. You know? Because I don't think there's any real other characters like him. He's kind of that mercenary type
mm-hmm.
character.
And crazy. Although, well, if you read the X-Force that came out today, it's like they're trying to use Marrow like him. That was a weird book. So one last thing I want to get to is Batman Eternal, or basically Batman 28, which was the prequel to Batman Eternal. Which I don't know quite when it takes place. What was it, like 5 years in the future or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know if it did it say?
I thought all the Eternal was going to be 5 years in the future.
Was it? Okay.
I know it said on the cover, A Glimpse into the Future.
Right. Okay. I like that a lot.
I want to know what happened to Gotham.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
it's a very
apocalyptic
different place.
Things happening
mm-hmm.
in DC recently. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't
Gotham the one that was flooded by the wave and by the Atlanteans?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. They can't win.
But
Batman's had
yeah.
a rough couple of years,
yeah.
actually.
But no, I thought that was really good. I like the twists that it gave you.
Green Lantern's like, he's just a normal person, aren't you?
Yeah. I like the spoiler at the end.
You can do a lot.
I thought it was good. I don't want to give away too much. But.
Speaking of that, did you see Justice League War?
Yes. I didn't like it.
I did.
I didn't like it. Maybe I would have liked it a little better if I didn't read the book, but I didn't like the book either. When Justice League first started out with New 52, I didn't get into it.
I liked it better than I liked
it. I got
the
into
book.
It in Throne of Atlantis. That's when I started liking it better, and now it just kept going after that into Fear Itself. Or Fear Itself. Forever Evil.
Well, I liked the use of Shazam.
I did, and I didn't. I didn't like... I liked Shazam, but... Everybody else was kind of explained, but then Shazam was just kind of there.
He was a plot device for the most part, he was kind of like given Cyborg confidence.
The only person I liked was Cyborg. I thought Cyborg was okay.
No, you're Cyborg
V2. Yeah.
I didn't even look at his collar. I wonder if he doesn't have a collar in the new one.
I forgot about that. But no, compared to what they brought out, I think it's mainly because they chose a book that I just didn't really get into at all. I thought Superman was really oafish.
Yeah.
I thought Wonder Woman was just really dumb. She just didn't... she just seemed like everything, you know. She was surprised by ice cream and this and that. And
it seemed like Thor.
I get
in
it.
The movie Thor,
yeah.
when he first came...
Yeah,
to
sir,
that's
exactly.
what it was like, you know... I'll just smash everything.
And they shouldn't be like that because they're a fairly sophisticated race of people. They're
yeah.
not like, and then Superman, he was just like, I'm just a strong guy here, you know. And I was just like, yeah, I think he'd be a little better. I liked Green Arrow better, or not Green Arrow,
Green Lantern
better in this than I did in the book, because in the book they were trying to make him almost like he was Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to make him be all jokey and all this. Was Flash in it?
Yeah,
that's right. I don't know. Just, I didn't like Darkseid. Darkseid, he just seemed like a big monster coming out.
Yeah, he wasn't very calculating.
And I don't see Darkseid as that at all. I think he looks kind of monstrous, but he's a smart person. Or whatever he is.
New God.
New God. I don't know. Just didn't really get into it as much as I have the DC animated. I mean, it's not on the top of my list of DC animated. I did like, however, the one that Target brought out, JLA Adventures Trapped in Time. Target brought out an exclusive. They made an exclusive animation just for Target stores. And,
really?
Yeah, it's only on DVD. And basically, it's made almost like Super Friends,
the cartoon. Okay.
But it's not as campy. But you can see a lot of the Super Friend type things in it. It's Justice
Does
League.
Does it have like El Dorado and Black Vulcan and all them guys?
Well, they had
Wonder Twins.
Well, it's all the main Justice League characters, including Cyborg, who's okay. Added everything anymore. Basically, the story is, you know, they're fighting the Legion of Doom led by Lex Luthor, and Lex Luthor is supposedly killed in this battle, and they leave him alone. Well, they get to the year 3000. What is it? 3000 that Justice League, the Legion mm-hmm. of Doom, or the Legion of what are they called? Legion. And you meet Karate Kid, and I forget the girl's name. I don't remember her name. And it turns out that in the year 3000, they found Lex Luthor trapped in ice. Well, Karate Kid, he has this huge ego. He breaks the ice accidentally because he finds the weak point. He says he didn't, but it shatters. And Lex Luthor escapes in the year 3000.
Okay.
And finds this relic that's this time device. It's probably a DC character I don't know about, but it's some sort of time character. And he goes back in time, and his plan is to go so far back in time to make the Justice League not exist.
Okay.
If he can get rid of the Justice League. But what he doesn't know is he kind of unleashes a worse bad guy with the time traveling guy.
Okay.
Because he's actually kind of a one lead in the show. But it was good. An original movie that was, you know, fairly cheap, that was direct to DVD. It wasn't bad.
And this just came out?
Yep.
I'll have to check it out.
Only at Target. It's limited time. Huh. You can only get it for a certain amount of time.
Well, I'll have to go to Target.
Yeah. You know what? They didn't play it up. At all.
No, I think I got it at Walmart, the war.
Yeah.
And had I known that there was a different one at Target.
Yeah, the animation's a little cruder, but it's not horrible. But it's, it was a fun watch. Like, it had a lot of those, like, it had Solomon Grundy.
He won pants?
Yes, he wants pants, too. Bizarro. There was an old commercial. Cartoon Network.
Yeah, the old cartoon.
Where they're all making demands on...
Brainiac wants pants, and then Solomon Grundy...
All I want is a decent pair of pants.
Solomon Grundy wants
pants, too. They were all making demands on Lex Luthor. Because Lex Luthor was like, how are we going to stop the Super Friends? And they were just like... They were all having their meeting, and this is none of their help. They didn't help at all. Come on, Colin. Get cultured here.
Okay. Well, we're good. Coming next week. Next week's a really short week. Week. It's a small week of books. Normally, I only know because I have to count how many items are coming to plan out the board. Because
technically, it's not a small week of books.
Right.
It's a small day of books. Yeah. Because you only get them for one day.
But normally, it's between, like, 140 and 160 items, and next week's only 116, so it's just a little bit lighter.
Maybe you should order.
Yeah, them. Yeah, it's kind of funny because we're going along, and let's see. Yeah, I hit S, and then all of a sudden it's over. It's like boom, we go.
No Xbox.
There's
got to be like 12 Wolverine books.
We got X-Men.
Yeah, who reads that?
Yeah, X-Men.
How's that doing?
An uncanny X-Men. But just all of a sudden it goes S, boom, and it's over. Normally, if you look there, S starts middle of the fifth column. Here, S is going to start the last call.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of stuff after S on that either. So you get that.
Yeah. But
how's X-Men doing? No.
They haven't captured that girl-only book market?
Right, no. But just looking through quickly, Avengers World, number 3, big drop on number 2. So come back.
It dropped a big number 2.
It's going to be great. Batman Two-Face, number 28. Daredevil, last issue until next month. The new Dexter miniseries, Dexter Down Under. So if you didn't like the end of the show, come on back and I have new Dexter for you. Harley Quinn, number 3, that did very well. Justice League 28, so a little more Forever Evil. New Warriors, number 1, I know you were looking forward to that, Adam.
Yeah.
Nova 13 now, which means it's going to have big old number 1 on the cover.
And Beta Ray Bill.
Even better. Because nothing says Nova like Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah, he pissed off Beta Ray Bill in the last issue because he attacked.
How can it? But this is number 1, so it doesn't matter what happened last issue.
Oh, except for when he attacked the Corbinite ship and Beta Ray Bill's like, nah, this ain't gonna stand.
Isn't Nova basically now the Blue Beetle of?
Kinda.
He used to be like the Green Lantern, but now he's kind of the Blue Beetle.
Okay, Undertow, which is a new Image book. I'm not sure a whole lot. It takes place under the ocean. Unity number 4. White Suits number 1, which is I'm not sure what it is, but it's a Dark Horse number 1. And X-Files Conspiracy Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 1. So
that just sounds ridiculous. Yeah, ridiculous enough.
There's one too many property in there.
No, because what the X-Files, I think it's, I haven't read it, so this is all speculation, but I think it's like the lone gunman investigating
Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles. Right,
because
they're all in the same world somehow. Because they all have the same licensee.
Yeah, but so is Daredevil, technically.
No, this is in the... right.
It's crazy enough to work.
But this is the IDW work. So, people like X-Files. It's working.
Yeah, people like
I'm selling. I'm selling a lot, so...
That's fine.
Better than most Marvel books. No. So, we'll talk at you next week. That's a podcast. I'm going to try to read more. I'll put more reviews up. I felt proud that I did that Monday.
You're going to have time on Tuesday because you got a short.
No, it's going to be just as many boxes, although not as many as this week because I got in a huge shipment of essentials that'll be going on the sale rack. So
you'll also have a bunch of damaged stuff coming out.
Replacements. Yeah,
there's a lot of people who get those essentials.
Yeah, though. We'll see. They'll be well discounted. So
$2.
No, that's crazy.
$100?
No.
It'll be somewhere in between two and a little.
Adam doesn't understand. We'll talk at you next week. Faster than a bullet, leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. Up in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. My movie quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build a mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society, studio with Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been free.
freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this for all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. On these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting the rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will battle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time. Watch your chain react. Can't lie. I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets. Unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please. Shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Super.